7. Tonight, breezy with rain likely at times and a low of 40. It's 32 sunny degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House this morning voting on a bill that could eventually spell the end of TikTok without some changes in the app's owners, who members of Congress want to divest from the company. ABC's Rachel Scott reports from Capitol Hill.
Lawmakers have been sounding the alarm about TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, warning that by using the app, the Chinese government could have access to your data, including your browsing history and your location, and that China could possibly be influencing what you are seeing as you scroll through the app.
Russian President Vladimir Putin threatening to use nuclear weapons if the sovereignty of his country is threatened. Putin saying overnight that recent Ukrainian drone attacks are an attempt to disrupt this weekend's Russian elections. Donald Trump and President Joe Biden both securing now enough delegates in primaries to clinch each of their party's nominations. And Marines are being sent to Haiti to protect the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince as armed gangs continue roving the country. This is ABC News. Renewed calls for justice on the anniversary of the killing of a Kentucky woman in her own home during a police raid.
4 years since Breonna Taylor was shot and killed by police executing a no-knock warrant, one of the officers will face a third criminal trial later this year. Brett Hankison fired his gun but did not strike anyone during the raid. He's been charged with federal civil rights violations. He's one of five Louisville police officers fired or forced to resign following Taylor's death. Her family has received a $12 million civil settlement from the city, but they demand a criminal conviction. Brian Clark, ABC News.
We're not even a quarter of the way into the new year, and health officials say measles cases nationwide are nearly at last year's levels. Experts blaming lower vaccination rates, the latest cases at a migrant shelter in Chicago. Mega Millions jackpot rolling over again. Everybody missed on the numbers last night, so Friday's prize could approach $800 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Hello, WICO listeners. This is Kenny, Christie's favorite little leprechaun. Are you feeling the luck of the Irish? Stop into the sunny side on Wednesday, March 13th, starting at 10 a.m. till gone. We will be serving corned beef and cabbage, Reubens, and some Irish sweet treats. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt. But it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
The 6th Annual Red Fest Red Angus Sale is Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange. With the auction starting at 1 p.m., beef producers, add local top-notch genetics to your herd this spring with our selection of bulls, bred cows, heifers, cow-calf pairs, and open heifers. Online bidding is available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Please register to buy online prior to the sale. Visit redfestsale.com to view up-to-date information. Red Fest, Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, one last very warm day across our region with temperatures a good 20, 25 degrees above normal, with partly sunny skies expected, but a low pressure system is gathering out toward the central Rockies. That'll slide east-northeast over the next 36 hours. It should bring a wide swath of precipitation across the Midwest. Right around here, it's going to be mainly rain. Right now, it looks like about a quarter inch or half inch of rain is possible, trending heaviest in the southern part of the area. That'll be mostly from tonight through tomorrow evening and then pushing away. Behind that, looks like fairly quiet weather shaping up for Friday and Saturday with at least some sunshine. A strong Canadian cold front, though, will move through Saturday evening into Sunday, ushering in a few snow showers, gusty winds, and much colder weather on Sunday into Monday, feeling a bit more winter-like. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 60s. Wind becoming east at 5 to 10. Breezy with rain likely at times tonight, low at 40. Tomorrow, breezy and much cooler. Some occasional rain showers with highs in the upper 40s. Northeast wind 12 to 22. Thursday night, any light rain ending in the evening. Partial clearing later, low at 30. As we head into Friday, partly cloudy, high 52. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy. A few sprinkles possible later in the day. Low 33 with a high of 53. Sunday, mixed skies, breezy and colder. Spotty snow showers possible. Low 31, high 39. And Monday, a few flurries possible early, then partly sunny, colder than normal. Low 21 with a high of 34. Tuesday, partly cloudy and somewhat warmer. Low at 20 with a high of 44 degrees. So again, today, partly sunny and unseasonably warm, high near 67. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later. And each year, an area high school senior who is a Hometown Savers Club member will be selected to receive a $500 scholarship. Learn more about the Hometown Savers Club at Richland County Bank in Richland Center. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Thirty-two with some sunshine. Yesterday's high was 71. 31 the morning low today. The record high, 70 in the year 2007. On March 13th of 1956, we bottomed out at 15 below in the city of Richland Center. Last year's high was 32 and the low, 21. Sunset will occur at 5 minutes after 7 tonight. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:16. After an earlier reading today of 31, we have sunshine. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.88 is on the rise. And it is 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look back at last night's Ithaca Basketball Awards night, details on some all-conference news, and also a Bucks defeat. They were creamed by Sacramento last night.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Ridge and Valley All-Conference Boys Basketball Selections. First team All-Conference includes Landon Pedretti of DeSoto, a senior. Ithaca Juniors, Channing Brown and Sammy Clary. North Crawford Junior, Andrew Munson. And Wazika Steuben sophomore, Cooper Lummis. Second team All-Conference, Mason Zink, DeSoto, a senior. Kickaboo senior, Rye Gerke. A senior from Lafarge, Hayden Fowle. North Crawford sophomore, Colin Jacobus. Seneca junior, Dawson Davidson. And Weston junior, Garrett Jennings. The honorable mention players, Ithaca sophomore, Devin Eim. Kickaboo sophomore, Malachi McCauley. Carter Emler, a junior with North Crawford. And Isaac Jennings, a sophomore for Weston High School. The sportsmanship team included DeSoto junior Harris Kruger, Ithaca senior Micah Salisbury, Kickaboo sophomore Malachi McCauley, Lafarge senior Gavin Lee, Liam Elton from North Crawford, a senior, Seneca junior Reggie George, Alex Manning, Wazika Steuben, a senior, and Logan Bingham, a senior from Weston. Ithaca and North Crawford tied for the co-conference championship, both with 12-2 records. DeSoto finished third at 10-4. Seneca and Wazika Steuben were both 7-7. Kickapoo went 5-9. Lafarge 2-12, and Weston 1-13. The coach of the year was Chris Wettstein of North Crawford. And the player of the year, Ithaca junior Channing Brown, who surpassed 1,000 points in his high school career over the course of this past season. Ithaca handed out basketball awards last night, boys basketball honors, and leading the ceremony was head coach Mike Benson, who pointed out the team with a school record 22 boys basketball wins, a co-conference championship as well. He also recognized the top free throw percentage shooter. That was Sammy Clary with just over 70%. The rebound leader was Devin Eim. The steal leader this year, Sammy Clary, who also was the assist leader. Special awards were given out for the Hustle Awards. Casey Pomering, Sammy Clary, and Wes Nelson all took home those honors. The most improved player was Devin Eim, who's a sophomore with Ithaca. The defensive players of the year, juniors, Wes Nelson and Sammy Clary. And the Brandon Lorenz MVP award went to Channing Brown. Following the ceremony, I talked to head coach Mike Benson about the season.
Great accomplishment, 52 years in the making. We did it the hard way, but we got it one way or the other, so now next year we'll try to repeat and do it easier, hopefully easier next year, so this way we get the trophy handed to us right then and there.
You're fortunate to have a lot of guys that are in other sports, and they love sports, so they're going to be dedicating themselves to all the sports in the summertime. I'm sure that's going to be key, isn't it?
Yeah, you got baseball players, track players for the spring sports, and then everybody does stuff during the summer, whether it's basketball, baseball. So they're all busy, so that's great keeping them in shape so I don't have to run them down so hard at the start of practice come next year. So, and then a lot of them will play football next fall, so we go watch them as much as we can as well for baseball and football. So we'll be there to encourage them, and then when it comes our time, hopefully we can make a great run and try to get to state finally.
Yeah, the player of the year in the conference. That's pretty outstanding.
That is well-deserved. Channing Brown, fantastic year, 640 points in a season. I'm pretty sure that has been accomplished at Ithaca. The kid's just amazing. He can make shots, create plays for other players because he draws a lot of attention. A good team player. Can't speak highly, you know, enough about him.
Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add about the season, Mike?
It was a fun year. You know, stressful, you know, when you're winning the have a winning record like this and have high expectations, it gets to be stressful. But I'll take all the stress in the world if this means we're going to keep winning like we are, get to the regionals and sectionals and hopefully get to state. I told Danny at our banquet here that he's going to have to postpone his start of baseball a couple weeks because next year we're going to make it to state. So we'll see if that happens. You know, the kids, they put in the work. They go to the JAG during the summer, and we got other tournaments lined up to go to. So we'll get everything squared away and get ready for next year.
Ithaca boys basketball coach Mike Benson. Richland Center Church League volleyball tournament wrapped up last night in B division action. The Mission down top seed Beulah Wesleyan in the first match 2-0. They also blanked Beulah 2-0 in the second match to win the championship. Beulah Wesleyan places second. Boscobel Assembly of God finished third. In the C division, Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated top seed Grace Community 2 in the first match 2-1. In the second match, Grace Community 2 pulled out a 2-1 win for the championship. Baptist Temple 2 placed second, and Richland Baptist Temple 4 finished third. Last week, Hidden Valley Community 1 took the A-Division Championship. Avoca Bible Church 1 placed second, and Richland Baptist Temple 1 finished third. League officials thank all teams, the City of Richland Center, the Richland School District, and the WRCO radio coverage for this year's success. Be watching for a notice of Church League's spring sports meeting in April as plans are going to be made for the summer Church League softball season. Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Right Way Shell with a 24-71 series. Morris Heating and Cooling at a 23-61. Napa Auto a 23-58. Hotman Plumbing and Right Way Shell each had an 8-45. Right Way Shell with an 8-29. Napa Auto with an 8-28. Top series, Cheryl McNerlin of 5-33. Sharon Friel of 4-91. Eulala Pauls of 4-90. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin a 189, Julie Huth and Eulala Pauls each had a 182, and Cheryl McNerlin a 180. Amanda Friel picked up a 5-10 split. Cheryl McNerlin and Jamie Parr each had a 3-10 in Lucky Strikers Bowling. Also from major bowling league action this week, on Monday, series high, Pioneer Print Company had a 37-79, Geary Construction a 35-38, Meister Cheese a 34-79. Pioneer Print Company with a 13-46 high game, Geary Construction a 12-74, Meister Cheese a 12-14. Top series individually, Travis Bushley with a 681, Steve Nelson a 664, Jeff Seckman a 653. For the high game honors, Ethan DeBurr with a 104 over average night and 276 high game, Don Maley at a 256, Travis Bushley a 253. Ethan DeBurr had a 645 series, 129 over average, Brandon DeBeichler with a 608 series, 125 over average, and Addison Pardoon bowled a 625, 124 over average in major bowling league action this week. When your shots aren't dropping and the other guys can't miss, the outcome is pretty predictable. Hot shooting Sacramento ran the Bucks off the court last night, 129-94. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points and took down 13 rebounds, but no other Milwaukee player had more than 11 points. The Bucks lost for the third time in the last four games, falling 9.5 games behind the Celtics in the Eastern Conference standings. The team has a 12-11 record since Doc Rivers took over. Milwaukee returns home to host the 76ers on Thursday. Elsewhere last night, New York 106, Philadelphia 79, Indiana over Oklahoma City 121-111, Memphis 109, Washington 97, Houston 103, San Antonio 101, Boston 123, Utah 107, and Minnesota over the Clippers 118-100. As the season opener draws near, the Brewers' infield picture and starting rotation becomes clearer. Colin Ray pitched four scoreless hitless innings as Milwaukee lost to the Cubs Tuesday on a Patrick Wisdom walk-off home run. Manager Pat Murphy says second-year player Bryce Tarang is going to be his full-time second baseman. Murphy says he thinks Bryce will make a quantum leap in production after hitting .218 as a rookie. Tarang went 1-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base against the Cubs. He also showed his range on defense. The Brewers host the White Sox today in exhibition baseball. Other than that 6-5 Milwaukee loss to the Cubs, Detroit won nothing over Minnesota. The White Sox beat Cincinnati 14-1, and St. Louis was a winner over Boston 8-6. Running back Aaron Jones will be playing with some extra motivation when he takes the field against the Packers this fall. Green Bay asked him to accept a second straight pay cut, and when Jones refused, he was reportedly released, then signed a free agent contract with the Vikings. The star, who produced 5 straight 100-yard rushing games down the stretch, felt the situation wasn't handled well. The Packers wanted to reduce his salary from $11 to $4 million. He's playing for Minnesota on a $7 million deal. You'll see Green Bay at least twice in the upcoming season. Former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers is reportedly being considered as a potential candidate for vice president. Third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says Rodgers is on the short list, along with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. Reports indicate Kennedy had approached potential running mates like former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Rand Paul, and failed Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, but they turned him down. The Badgers are projected to make the NCAA field of 68, but some success in the Big Ten Conference tournament later this week would help. Right now, Wisconsin is expected to be a 6th seed after dropping 8 of their last 11 games. When they struggled like that last year, they dropped to the NIT. 4 Badgers have received honors for their regular season play. Named All Big Ten at different levels are A.J. Storr, Chucky Hepburn, Tyler Wall, and John Blackwell. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
She was coming to town on a whirlwind tour, and my baby just had to go. So I stood in line for 16 hours for a 90-minute show. I spent $87 for nosebleed tickets.
another 20 on a beer. It kinda looked like Madonna, but a whole lot smaller. I couldn't really tell from there. And I want my money, I want my money back.
Give me my money back.
Well, I know it's gone, I should move on, but that don't change the fact.
Give me my money back.
It just stay right, no way nobody ought to do somebody like that. So where's my money? I want my money back. Filling up my head with a higher education. Well, they promised me the skills I need to improve my situation. 45 grand bought a long black gown and a tassel on my hat. And now I'm qualified to supersize and say, do you want fries with that? And I want my money, I want my money back.
Little Adam.
Jelly Roll on WRCO FM 100.9, Country and Community. A 14-karat gold Lego piece donated to a Pennsylvania Goodwill store, originally priced at $15, but ended up selling for over $18,000. Goodwill officials said they found it in some jewelry and checked it out. They offered it up. Some people started bidding up to $1,000, so they knew they had something. And the workers researched the piece and discovered it was an extremely rare mask made out of gold. Lego created only 30 of them. It was a giveaway, and there were 25 that were given away, and 5 remained for people who actually worked at Lego. So 23 years later, one of these resurfaces, and it is really unique. Goodwill auctioned the piece. It ended up being sold for $18,100 to an anonymous collector. So check through your old Legos. I guess you never know. I never had Legos. They're a little before my time. But I had Lincoln Logs and Tinker Toys. And there was another thing called Snap-its, which nobody even knows what that is anymore. But it was a white board with holes in it. And you had all these little plastic pieces. And you could put those in the form of a picture. So they would have like a guide where you could make whatever it was, a car, a train. And you could put those little colored pieces of plastic into that white board that was full of holes and kind of make a picture. Yeah, Snap-its. I'll have to look those up. I don't know if anybody has made those for 50 years. But, popular with the knee kid anyway, back in the day. Here's Landon Parker.
It's just one of those mornings, I'm 3 coffees deep, trying to cure an old hangover. It's gonna be a rough one, had a little too much fun. Hell, it hurts getting older. I can't drink like I used to, swore I'd never do last night ever again. But it starts with a text from a friend that says the band is going on at 10. And then I'm back at the bar, shooting the whiskey, tipping over tipsy, throwing down 20s. I'm back at the bar, an amateur porn star, no good at throwing darts, but I'll shoot the bullet and hit the maker's mark. I don't want to hear a last song, I'm having a good time. Tomorrow's gonna be hard, I'm back at the bar. It's just one of those mornings, ibuprofen's loaded, Gator is ticking its time. Got a nice pack from the freezer, ain't anything greasier than drive-thru fast food french fries. Can't recover like I used to, swore I'd never do last night ever again. But it's my buddy's birthday, yeah, we gotta celebrate. Throw some B12s back, and like that, I'm back at the bar, shooting the whiskey, tipping over tipsy, throwing down 20s. I'm back at the bar, an amateur porn star, no good at throwing darts, but I'll shoot the bullet and hit the maker's mark. I don't wanna hear a last song, I'm having a good time. Tomorrow's gonna be hard, I'm back at the bar. Bar.
Landon Parker. I couldn't resist. Curiosity was killing the cat, so I looked it up online, and I was right. There was such a toy or such a picture, and I did not know this. It was made by Tupperware. I mean, who knew that? Snap-ix Pictures. There's a collector series there. Let's see what, if I was going to buy one to play with my spare time, looks like I could get a used one for as low as $25,000. No, just $25 on eBay. But yeah, I had no idea after all these years. Tupperware made those toys. It's pretty cool. Coming up here, our trivia question of the day and more stuff on a Wednesday.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Trivia time is right around the bend. This is Aaron Tippin on FM 100.9.
It ain't nothing but a small frame house on an acre lot. It ain't that much different from any other house on the block. And it may not look like we've got all our share of the promise, but at least one thing's for sure, I got it honest. Roll out of the sack every morning, head on down to the mill. Give them all I got for eight, cause that's the deal. And if you check out my paycheck, well, you'll see that there ain't that much on it. But every single penny I pay, I got it honest. I've never had to hang my head in shame for putting a price tag on my name. Never turn my back on what I believe or let my heart be ruled by greed. Cause buddy, if I didn't earn it, way I can always say I got it honest. Now you ain't looking at some dude that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and I might seem like some kind of lowlife to that highfalutin crowd, but I'm plain spoken, straight talking, and damn proud of what I have accomplished. Some folks appreciate that, some don't, but I got it honest.
But I hope they know that my life stood for the things that were important. And I'll hand out the same sturdy old values of my daddy and my mama. It made me every ounce of what I am, and I got it honest. Got it honest. Friend, there ain't no doubt about it. I got it honest.
That's right, Aaron Tippett, I got it honest. That's like our friend Henry Bray, you know. He's honest. He's brought home every cent he stole. Right. Thanks, Henry. Anyway, let's see. Oh, yes, we have trivia time today. It's courtesy of Walsh's Ace, and you can win a great prize if you know the right answer to trivia today. The WIA Boys Basketball Tournament begins tomorrow, so we have State Boys Basketball Trivia today. Which school has made the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament the most times? Is it A, River Valley Spring Green High School? Is it B, Richland Center? Is it C, Darlington? Or is it D, Viroqua? Which of those schools has made the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament the most number of times?
Making small talk, trying not to say the wrong thing. Dancing to a dirt song. Didn't take long, strangers turned to lovers in a blink. Ooh, most of the year I'm fine without you. But every single summer I still think about how we used to ride around town in your hand-me-down Ford. Parking by the water, start floating like bobbers until the sun kissed the shore. It was you and me, living bigger than we could afford, sitting in a sycamore tree. Every single summer I wonder if you think about me. Red lips on a Coke can, caught myself falling.
careless if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying in this bed with my
Pearson, Chris Stapleton on FM 100.9. Well, we have found our winner in trivia. Congratulations today to John Collins, who came through the line with the right answer. Which school of the four listed has made the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament the most times? Well, from the bottom, De Viroqua made it one time back in 1980. Lots of guesses today for Darlington. They've made it twice to the State Boys Basketball Tournament, 1990 and 2017. I think a lot of folks remember all the success Darlington had in football and kind of assuming that they'd made it in boys basketball, but not the case. Making it two times, River Valley High School, Spring Green, back in 1937 and 1939. Making it three times, the correct answer is B, Richland Center. But it's been a few years. 1919, 1930, and 1933. It was a real pleasure back in 2003 when the Richland Center girls basketball team made it to state. I had the chance to chat with Bill Peckham, who was a member of that boys basketball team in 1933, and it was interesting to hear his recollections of state and playing at the field house. And the field house was a dirt floor under the bleachers at that time, and I don't even know if there was an upper deck. They may have had one, but obviously it was expanded through the years. But the correct answer, Richland Center has made it three times out of those schools. From the Southwest Conference, or the old SWAL, Cuba City, of course, you kind of think of them when you think of boys basketball. 12 times through the years, Platteville has made it 10 times in school history, Prairie du Chien 8, and Dodgeville 5. From the Ridge and Valley Conference, Seneca has been there a couple of times. Waseca Steuben's been there a couple of times. Kickapoo has been there a couple of times as well. North Crawford, 3 times from the area. And, of course, Hillsborough's been there a couple of times in state boys basketball. So, yeah, right around us, some success through the years. This year, I believe the closest school is Mineral Point to us here in southwest Wisconsin. So that's it. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate, and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of Lacrosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500. Join the River Valley Baseball team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny. The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Fundraiser is next Saturday, March 23rd, with registration at 11. Bags will fly at noon. Located at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, pre-registration recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Entry fee $20 per team. Bring your bags and a partner. Double elimination, 6 games guaranteed. Absolutely no ghosts allowed. Bring a partner. If you don't have a partner, let them know. There may be someone else looking for one as well. Saturday, March 23rd, the bags fly for a great cause. The Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship is given to selected graduates of River Valley High School attending a vocational or technical college. Great times and a great event. See you next Saturday at Wisconsin Riverside Resort starting at 11 a.m.
100.9 WRCL.
Guys, painting up the town. reality slapped you in the face, and now you realize she is the one who's out tonight, the man who really cares. And you just pace that floor at home with your hands up in the air. Then out of the blue,
Robert Bacon on WRCO. We'll have some community conversation. Mayoral candidate Karen Tepley, our guest on the first half of the morning show today, coming up. Happy Trails time straight ahead. And this is Glenn Campbell taking us on the road once again.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face.